Hi, boys and girls. It's December, and all your favorite celebrities are dressing up for the holidays. Sort of. Well, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is a little bit weird. The word is facade, and it looks like it's pronounced facade, but it's facade. It's one of those French words that your English teacher threw into the language just to drive you crazy and make you flunk. A facade is a fake front on something to keep you from seeing the uglier truth inside. For instance, there was a very nice meeting the other day here in America between Israelis and Arabs, and everybody was all friendly, and they all smiled, and they all talked about peace in the Mideast. But you know, the people who were still living back there watching on TV were not smiling. They were not very friendly. In fact, they expressed some doubts about whether this issue might be solved by a conference that lasts one day. Other news that looked very nice on the surface were elections that were held in Russia and Venezuela. Both Mr. Putin and Mr. Chavez have very strong faith in democracy, and you can bet that they're going to maintain the traditions of elections that their parts of the world have always maintained. In the world of entertainment, it looks like we're finally getting close to the Beatles making their music available to online music stores like iTunes. The Beatles' music has never been available on the internet before. Speaking of the Beatles, Michael Jackson used to own a lot of Beatles songs, but he sold them all. And that's just one of the many fascinating topics that he doesn't say a single word about in a magazine interview where he celebrates the 25th anniversary of way back when people thought that maybe he was just a little bit weird.